This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Holy Week, Maundy Thursday, Day 38. The Lament of God. I want to invite you to slow down and walk very deliberately through the following verses. It's from Isaiah 53, 3 through 6. Hear the word of the Lord. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging, we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. The word of the Lord. This is the lament of Holy Week. Watch now as Isaiah 53 unfolds in Psalm 69. Here's Psalm 69 sung to the tune of O Sing a Song of Bethlehem. And sing along.
Save me, O God, for waters have engulfed me like a flood. There is no foothold as I sink in miry depths, O God. I've called for help, my throat is parched, and God cannot be found. And those who yes, many are my enemies, their plot to kill is real, and I am forced to give to them what I did never steal. You know my folly, oh my God, my guilt is in plain view. Let me not be a cause of shame for all who hope in you. O Lord, the Lord Almighty God, may those who seek your face not be ashamed because of face is filled with shame. I am a stranger to my kin, to all who share my name. I am consumed with zeal, O Lord, for your house fervently. The insults of those who constantly. When sackcloth is my daily garb, they all make sport of me. Though seated at the gate mock me, they taunt with drunken song. But to you, Lord, I pray, hear me. Your love is wide and long. In your salvation, answer me and save me from the mire. Don't let me sink, deliver me. Their hatred does not tire. Deep waters roll, the floodgates pour, the depths will swallow me. Don't let the flood engulf me or the pit close over me. Lord, from the goodness of your love, in mercy turn to me. Don't hide your face, for I'm distressed. Come answer speedily. Come near and rescue me, O God, redeem me from my foes. You know I'm scorned, disgraced and shamed, my enemies you know. Their scorn has left me helpless and my heart is torn in two. Comfort, sympathy, I have no one but you. They gave me gall in food to eat and vinegar to drink. May their table become a trap, a snare they would not think. Their eyes be darkened as the blind, their backs be ever bent. Pour wrath on them and let them know the anger you have sent. May their place be deserted, and let none be there to dwell. For they wound those you strike, O Lord, my pain they love to tell. Charge them with crime on crime, my God, don't let them know your grace. May they be blotted from your book, nor live to see your face. I am in pain and in distress. God, save and protect me. And I will praise your name in song, to God my thanks will be. And this will please the Lord far more than ox or bull with horn. The poor will see and will be glad, who seek God night and morn. Hears those who cry in need. He does not turn away.
Consider this, Maundy Thursday. Will you dare to sing now? You've noticed by now the break with the rhythm and cadence of prior days. Why? On Maundy Thursday, the Son of God was arrested like a common criminal. There is nothing normal about today or tomorrow or any day thereafter. Our familiar pattern is gone now. There is no neatly ordered liturgy to comfort us. Ask yourself, share with another. Have the events of Holy Week become so familiar they no longer carry shock value? What can be done to recover our perception of such extraordinary events? For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.